Celebrities are just like us, except that they're not. And some of them really like to mess with us. Gavin Edwards has written a book about this, about the antics of one particular celebrity. It's called The Tao of Bill Murray, Real Life Stories of Joy, Enlightenment, and Party Crashing. Our NPR blogger and physicist philosopher Adam Frank has a review.
Imagine standing on a corner in New York City. Suddenly, someone puts their hand over your eyes like when you were a little kid. Then a strangely familiar voice says, "Guess who?" The stranger pulls his arms back, and you turn around to see Bill Murray smiling at you. He whispers in your ear, "No one will ever believe you," and then disappears into the passing river of pedestrians. These are the kind of stories that fill Gavin Edwards' new book. Stories like Bill Murray showing up unexpectedly at a house party of 20-somethings, where he helps organize the booze, expounds on the pleasures of sweet potato casserole, and dances with guests until he slips out the door. Now, with so many Bill Murray stories out there, I was thankful for Edwards' ability to arrange them into the 10 principles of Bill. Principles like invite yourself to the party or drop coin on the world. You see, for Edwards, there are common themes in Bill behavior. And they're important because he thinks something more is going on here than just another celebrity exhibiting a particularly wacky form of celebrity behavior. That's why, from early on in the book, Edwards seems to be asking us, do you think Bill is trying to tell us something? After reading the book, I'm pretty sure the answer is yes. Bill Murray is trying to tell us something. The Tao of Bill Murray reminds me of why he's been my comedy hero since he started on Saturday Night Live, and I was just a wisecracking high school student. You see, Bill Murray in those days was like a live-action Bugs Bunny, finessing his way through tight situations with boundless confidence, totally unfazed by the trouble around him. In movies like Meatballs, Caddyshack, and Stripes, he was my man.
We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world.
Then came Groundhog Day in 1993, in which something new stepped into Murray's sideways approach to the world. Tenderness.
No matter what happens tomorrow, or for the rest of my life, I'm happy now. Because I love you.
Bill Murray's quiet performances in Rushmore and Lost in Translation made it clear he'd learned something about life. We watched him grow past being just a wise ass until he became wise. Edward shows us how Murray uses his star power to bring surprise and delight into random people's lives. Whether it's showing up uninvited to a kickball game or stopping into a bachelor party to give unsolicited advice on love and marriage, it does seem that Bill Murray is trying to tell us something essential about joy and spontaneity. So I think it's high time we all listen to Bill. And hey, Mr. Murray, I'm thinking about having a party next week at my house. I'll be waiting. Bill?
That is NPR blogger, astrophysicist, and Bill Murray fan, Adam Frank.